Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Rocks and their formations can tell us a great deal about the past. Hardwick College's professor of geology, Robert Titus, explains.
My science of geology gives me an almost overpowering sense of time. All around me are worlds of the distant past. Wherever I am, there's a longitude and a latitude and 4.5 billion years of history. Most of that history has been lost to time, but the rocks preserve just a little of it. I can share my space with that history, but just not its time. Behind the Hartwick College Science Building is a great ledge of sandstone. It preserves the cross-section of a Devonian Age river channel. I can walk up to those rocks, and I can feel the currents of an almost 400-million-year-old river pulling me into that ledge and into the old stream flow. I can feel the presence of the Devonian Age fish that once swam here. I share their space, just not their time. Climbing that ledge, I can reach the old fossil riverbank. I find bits of fossil wood, and again, I drift back deeply into time. All along the banks of this stream stand primitive trees with strange names. They are called lycopsids and sphenopsids and cladoxylopsids. They are all as odd-looking as their names are odd-sounding. I stand amidst something called the Gilboa Forest, the oldest known fossil forest. These are trees, and this is a forest, but it is so strange, so exotic, and so very ancient. I can share their space, but only in my mind's eye can I share their time.
That was Hartwick College's Robert Titus. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.